Bleak Squad is a new supergroup. I can say supergroup. They're comprised of true Australian art rock royalty. We're talking Mick Turner from the Dirty Three and Methesk. Mick Harvey, of course, from the Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Marty Brown from Art of Fighting. And the one, the only, Adelita from Magic Dirt, who joins us now on 2SER Breakfast to discuss their debut LP, Strange Love, and Sydney shows. Adelita, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Danny. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Now, how did the squad first form?
Well, I got a phone call from Marty Brown asking me if I wanted to jam with Mick T and Mick H, and as I know them.
Yeah.
And I said yes, I jumped at the chance. It was back in 2018 or 2019 that Marty asked us, and I think we all had the same reaction, was like, hell yeah, absolutely, let's get together. We all know each other. We've never played together, but I think Marty just was kind of itching to start something new, and because Marty's just a bit of a producer and he loves projects. So, and he just, it was Marty's suggestion, and it was great. We just got together and had a jam session for the first go, and it was great.
Rest was history. That's how easy it is to start a supergroup, eh? You weren't concerned that there was too many Micks? Like, you're 50% Mick at the moment.
Too many Micks? No, there's not enough Micks, actually. No, we've just got the right amount of Micks.
Oh, you got too many Micks in the mix. But it's really awesome, and it's a situation as well. You all would have known each other through many years of touring and making music and everything. But there to unite the quartet for the first time and just sort of realise that, hey, there's a little bit of magic happening here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've not been in a band other than Magic Dirt. I mean, I do my solo live band set up, but not like a, you know, another whole band. So it was a kind of whole new thing for me. And we all kind of felt like, okay, this could work or it could not work. And of course, yes, we've all done shows together. We've known each other for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, Mick Harvey and I worked on lots of things together, and Marty Brown produced a couple of songs on my latest solo record. So it was maybe inevitably kind of leading to this. I don't know. But, it was really low pressure when we first started, because we were like, sure, this could work or not. And, you know, it's felt like that the whole time, like, oh, this could go well or not. We're just having fun. And from the get-go, like literally 5 minutes into jamming, we all just looked at each other and went, this feels good. And there's a real chemistry that was there straight away.
Mm.
And, you know, even if you do get people that have been in the biz for a long time and, you know, we're all pretty experienced and we've done lots of stuff, doesn't mean it's going to work. But for this kind of quartet, it definitely works. It's really a lovely realization.
And one of those things too, where you're juggling instruments, you're juggling the songwriting, and it's all gelling in the right way.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mick Harvey is just such a great multi-instrumentalist. He can play anything. And when we play live, we've only done two shows. Marty and Mick Harvey sort of jump between drums, keys, and things like that in the back, and then Mick T and I are in the front, sort of thing. But then Mick Harvey's in the front as well. So, yeah, he's sort of, he's around the stage quite a bit. But it's really nice. Yeah, it's and audiences love the exchange of instruments too. They get a real kick out of it.
Yeah, and Strange Love as well. It must sort of be testament to the fact that the band is working well together, because it is an album that is an album in every sense of the word. All the songs sort of speak to one another. I'm not saying concept album or anything here, but it is sort of variations on a theme, if you will.
Yeah, well, I mean, we kind of had maybe about 15 songs roughly, and there's 9 songs that ended up on the album. So we curated the album, you know, out of all the stuff we'd done, and just for the songs that vibed the best and felt the most just realized kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we just sort of felt our way through it, and I think we've chosen a really good bunch of songs, and they do talk to each other and they do flow. And I think it's only natural because of the people involved. Like, we're, you know, just working together well, and it's all gelling, and, you know, the songwriting's really good, and then collaborating, the collaborative aspect is so realized and so easy, you know, it just really flows. So I think it that's what the album reflects, yeah.
And your Sydney show, what an absolutely stacked bill. You're playing with Ed Cooper and Jim White.
I know, right? Yeah. I can't believe it. Yeah, I mean, I've worked with Jim White. He played drums on my second solo album for a track. So, and I've known him for a long time. I've never met Ed. I might have met Ed once, but I've not played with him or, you know him very well personally, but I'm so pinching myself. I'm stoked. So that's going to be great at the Sydney Recital Hall.
It is indeed at the Sydney Recital Hall. Recital Hall. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it is an absolutely beautiful venue, and I would suggest it's one nearly purpose-built for acts such as Bleak Squad and Ed Cooper and Jim White teaming up, and you get a Saturday night there as well.
Yes, on October the 11th, so it's coming up pretty quick in about a month's time. So, yeah, I can't wait. I've not played there and everyone's been raving about it. So looking forward to it. And I love playing Sydney. I've always loved from the day dot since Magic Dirt started touring there. I love going to Sydney. It's such a nice trip and such a great city. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Well, Adelita, might I just say Sydney loves you back and we can't wait to have you here. Be sure when you're there backstage with Ed Cooper and Jim White to let them know that, sure, they're great as a duo, but they're just they could be short of Mick and that might really take them to the next level. The album is...
Oh, yes.
The album Strange Love by Bleak Squad is absolutely beautiful and lovely to talk to you about that, to also know that it might not just be a one-off album project, that there might be even more Bleak Squad coming our way. You don't have to answer that one, and I'm putting a lot of pressure on you right now.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Never know your luck in a big city. All right, can't wait to see you here. City Recital Hall on the evening of Saturday, 11th of October. Tickets are available now. I'll put links to that up on the brand new 2SER website. Adelita, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Thanks, Danny, and see you soon, Sydney.